here's a story from The World.
This week was supposed to be a big one for President Trump, a chance to celebrate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, one of the singular accomplishments of his administration. A chance for photo ops with the leaders of Canada and Mexico by his side in Washington. But Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is spoiling the party. Trudeau is raising concerns over potential U.S. aluminum tariffs and is staying in Ottawa. But Mexico's president will be in Washington. It's his first visit since taking office 19 months ago. And as the World's Jorge Valencia reports, the visit is generating some backlash back home in Mexico.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador announced just a few weeks ago that he was going to visit Washington, and the response has been near unanimous.
Well, the reaction has been pretty much, we all believe it's a bad idea.
Agustín Barrios Gómez is a former member of Mexico's Congress. He's also on the board of the Mexican Council on Foreign Relations.
We are the number one think tank on international issues in Mexico.
And as Barrios explains, this will be an unusual visit for President López Obrador, not only because he's going to Washington, but because he's traveling outside of Mexico altogether.
He is very domestic focused. He has not left the country during his 2 years.
López Obrador says he's visiting to celebrate the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which went into effect on July 1st. This will be López Obrador's first diplomatic mission since he was elected in 2018. He was voted into office by a landslide. Thousands cheered for López Obrador in Mexico City's main square the night he won. And since then, he has barely acknowledged President Trump's bashing of Mexico. Trump has said Mexico sends rapists and murderers and has threatened to force Mexico to pay for a wall along the border. Here's López Obrador in a press conference after his election.
Afortunadamente, ya no se habla mucho de ese tema. Yo no quiero hablar de
I don't want to
tema.
Talk about that, López Obrador says. That, by the way, is the border wall. And yet, many say that López Obrador has given in to most U.S. demands. Former Congressman Barrios Gómez points out that when U.S. officials told their Mexican counterparts last year to stop migrants from Central America, President López Obrador quickly sent his National Guard to Mexico's southern border.
So Mexico has actually deported more Central Americans than the United States has, and that is in keeping with a request from President Donald Trump.
Most Mexican political observers are criticizing the López Obrador-Trump summit because they see nothing good coming out of it. Even his most reliable proponents have struggled to find a silver lining. Here's historian Lorenzo Meyer in a political roundtable on Mexican radio.
A mí también me hubiera gustado que no fuera.
I also wish he weren't going, Meyer says. For Amy Glover, a public policy consultant in Mexico City, she says she feels like she has to meditate before discussing the summit.
Exactly. This is a high-stress topic for me as a dual national.
Glover says she finds the visit problematic because she worries Trump will use the photo opportunity for political points in the November election.
And as a citizen of both countries, I don't think López Obrador should visit D.C., much less at this moment in time when there's a campaign going on.
Last week, members of the U.S. Congressional Hispanic Caucus sent a letter to Trump asking him to cancel the meeting. They say he's using it to distract from what they call his inadequate response to the pandemic. Glover sees the whole thing as a lose-lose for Mexico.
You know, Trump has repeatedly insulted Mexico and Mexicans, and the narrative from the Mexico side is this makes President López Obrador look very weak.
Plus, Glover says, the renegotiated version of NAFTA doesn't give much to celebrate.
I don't see this as, wow, this is such a pro-market free trade agreement. It's a very managed trade type agreement. And in my humble opinion, it's a NAFTA minus.
Glover says she believes the meeting could be damaging for Mexico if Trump reiterates his so far inaccurate claims that Mexico will pay for the construction of a barrier between the two countries. And she says it'll be awkward for López Obrador with Democrats if, in November, Trump is voted out of office. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.